Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
Well, back to this business I've been talking about all week, and there now apparently is a split emerging within this useless Human Rights Commission over proposed amendments to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. As I've said many times, the Prime Minister should simply say it's going to be abolished, but no, and that's why his polls go south, and Gillian Triggs should be sacked. No, we don't have the guts to do that. Now Triggs, fighting for a life and her big salary and her big super, and trying to restore what is left of her shredded credibility, says she will consider recommendations. She'll consider recommendations from the parliamentary inquiry into free speech. A parliamentary inquiry. Any bloke who calls an inquiry is too gutless to make a decision. A parliamentary inquiry into free speech announced by the Prime Minister on Tuesday. She said removing the words insult and offend from 18C and replacing them with the words vilify could strengthen the section and could be a very useful thing to do. Does someone understand that we don't really care anymore what Gillian Triggs thinks? One of her deputy commissioners, this bloke Tim Soot Pomasan, or as I think Rowan Dean calls him, Soup Nazi, the Race Discrimination Commissioner, he disagrees. He says he'll participate in the parliamentary inquiry, but claims there's no case for changing Section 18C of the Act. Well, we didn't elect him. Who the hell's this bloke? Who is he? This is what the Trump thing is about. So in a stunning example of intellectual muddle-headedness, he wrote on his blog, "Our society must have strong protections against racial abuse and vilification." We don't ever define what these things are, do we? You can call anything. I feel abused, so I'm worth $250,000. I feel abused, I'm going to the Human Rights Commission. And at the end of the day, they'll do all of this stuff. I won't have to do anything. I can just say Bill Leake's guilty of racism. Bill Leake's got to defend himself. I don't have to prove he's guilty. Bill Leake's got to defend himself. Can you imagine? No wonder they voted as they voted in America. So this bloke said, you know, our society must have these protections. And then he says, we must guarantee freedom of speech. Hello? Section 18C undermines freedom of speech. And if some sort of internal war has begun within the Human Rights Commission, then good thing. Let it fracture. Let it implode. But in the meantime, let's not pretend that removing a couple of words from 18C will fully resolve the wider problem. The wider problem is this. There is a cultural issue in play here, a culture of complaint. You can complain about anybody and there's a quid in it for you. And you don't have to justify the complaint. A cultural issue. Supposed racial discrimination. We're all discriminated against. That has to be addressed. Whinge, use 18C, and there's a quid in it. Trump has called this stuff rubbish, and it is.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.